Well, greetings and salutations. My name is Paul Weber, and I am delighted to once again welcome you to another Voices of Chica teleclass. It is an honor for Dr. Sitar and me to be able to make this time available to the Community and Hospital Infection Control Association of Canada. We are both very big fans of this association, and we're pleased to be able to support it in even just this small way. As is usual for Voices of Chica teleclasses, we have several articulate and very busy people to give reports on their area of responsibility. They were not able to put together slides for the teleclass, but we have some pictures of them, or just about all of them. I apologize for the quality of some of the pictures. In the case of the picture of Jim Gauthier, some artistic license was taken, and I'm not going to apologize for that. Putting together a teleclass like this is far from free, and I need to acknowledge the support of the companies that are on the second slide. They also believe in Chica's mission and purpose. Thank you very much to all the nice folk at Virox Technologies, Pharmax, Arjo Canada, Olympus Canada, Loreline Skincare, The Stevens Company, and Deb Canada. Now, on the next slide is our agenda for this teleclass. There are a couple of changes to make. Carol Goldman will be presenting on the work of the International Federation of Infection Control right after the update on board activities instead of at the end of the teleclass. I'll explain more on that later. And Jerry Hansen will be presenting on the conjoint conference update instead of Karen Hope, and we don't have anyone to present the Community Healthcare Interest Group. Apparently I missed an email and I got that in there when I shouldn't have. So all of that said, if you would move to the next slide, slide number 4, we see the face of our Chica president, and to present the update on Chica board activities from St. John's, Newfoundland, I give you Marion Yetman.
Hello everybody, and thanks so much, Paul, and we also certainly appreciate the contribution that you and Dr. Sitar have given to our group over the years. And today, I'll just mention a few of the initiatives that Chica has been involved with for our members. So the first thing I'll mention is the National Infectious Disease Day. And this day was held in Ottawa in October 2007, and this was the first time we were involved in this event, and it was co-attended with our colleagues from the Canadian Foundation of Infectious Diseases, the Association of Medical Microbiologists and Infectious Disease Canada, the Canadian Association for Clinical Microbiology, the International Center for Infectious Diseases. And the purpose of this Infectious Disease Day was to increase the awareness of the members of Parliament on the need to ensure a national commitment to infectious diseases and the application of resources to reduce the impact of infectious diseases in Canada. So it was a very successful day. You know, we met in January to discuss, the day and how it went. And our membership, especially our Chica members in the Ottawa region, were very involved in this, and we really appreciate the contribution that the members there did. At short notice, they met and joined us on the Hill, and were instrumental in meeting members of Parliament to make them aware of our messages about infectious diseases, and in particular, infection prevention and control in Canadian healthcare facilities. So when we met in January, we did feel that the meeting was successful in meeting our objectives in terms of the increased profile for infection prevention and control in Canada. And there is a plan in place to have a second NID day this October in Ottawa. And shortly, there will be a business plan for the Board of Directors of Chica to review and make recommendations on. In February, February 6th and 7th, I attended the Certification Board of Infection Control Board of Directors meeting in Charleston, South Carolina. On the board, there are two Chica Canada members, one being the Chica Canada president, and one Chica Canada representative on the test committee. As you are aware, we write the American CIC certification, and so it's very important that we have members from Canada on that board to represent us with Canadian content. And at present, Sheila MacDonald, who is a past president of Chica, is the present representative on this test committee. And the test committee, we did have an overview of that on one of the days that I was there, and it's quite a rigorous undertaking and very committed group who are serving on that committee to develop and, you know, new questions and update the questions that are presently being used. So Sheila, as I said, is now the present member on this committee. She was actually the first president of CBIC from Canada, and she will continue to serve as our representative until December 08. So a new representative will be appointed at this time. So it's very important that, you know, we consider each one of us consider how we can help and our willingness to serve on different Chica Canada committees. And this is one of the opportunities, I guess, for our membership to think about if they want to serve in this capacity. And I guess there will be applications going forward before the end of the year. As we get ready for our conference, one of the scholarship events that was provided by one of our supporters, Virox Technologies, is the Virox Scholarship. And this year there were 23 applicants, and 10 Chica members were awarded $1,500 each towards attendance at this year's conference in Montreal. So it's very important that we make all our members aware that this scholarship fund is available and that they apply for it. And one of the items on the, every year when the past 2 years I've reviewed the applicants for this scholarship, and sometimes some of the people that I know who've been involved with Chica didn't have down all of the things that they have been involved with, either with Chica Canada in interest groups, etc. So it's very important that they highlight that under application, because it's one of the criteria that we judge the applicants on is their involvement with their Chica chapter and with Chica Canada initiative. The Safer Healthcare Now and Canadian Patient Safety Institute, of which the Safer Healthcare Now is a component of, and as you know, over the past few years since the Safer Healthcare Now has been initiated in Canada, three of the first six initiatives were infection prevention and control issues, the prevention of central line infections, the prevention of ventilator-associated pneumonias, and the third one, the prevention of surgical site infections. So they've all had an infection control component. So, and this, the next initiative, which the Safer Healthcare Now is about to launch on April 1st, is the evidence-based interventions that will control, reduce, and prevent MRSA infections. And its Getting Started kit will be released at the Learning Series scheduled for April 1 and 2 in Winnipeg. So Joanne Lello, who is our past president, is our representative on the Safer Healthcare Now team. And Chica has been invited to be an advisor, and they have also provided faculty support for a review of this latest intervention. So hopefully when this Getting Started kit becomes available on April 1st and 2nd, we will make that available to our members immediately. So that's very good. And I have reviewed it, and it is in keeping with some of our main initiatives, such as hand washing, cleaner environments, or, you know, in hospitals and healthcare settings, surveillance, screening, and one other. But so it won't be anything that we haven't been involved with previously, and it'll have the support of the quality initiatives and background of the Safer Healthcare Now programs. For the education, and I talked to Donna Moraleo, who's the Director of Education, about the initiatives from her division. And just to let you know that Karen Dobbin-Williams has officially started her job as Education Coordinator with Chica Canada. And her main objectives for this year are to become familiar with the Chica basic course that is now taught at the University of Calgary. And she will be doing a review of this course, its contents, the process, and the administrative requirements, and begin the process of looking at delivery of it at other sites. So it's hoped that by 2009 we will have that available, certainly at least one more university in Canada. Also, just to mention, although Jerry will be doing an update on the conference for this year, but just to say that the abstracts are due on March 14th. And let's see, that is that's about it for me right now. So I'm going to just turn it over to Carol. And Carol Goldman is not a stranger to Infection Control or to Chica Canada, and she's one of our mentors. And certainly for me over the years, it's been great going to conferences where Carol has presented or been a part of. So I introduce you to Carol Goldman, and she's representing our Chica representative at the International Federation of Infection Control. Carol.
Thanks, Marian. And boy, let me tell you, it's such a kick to hear the roads that we've built here in Chica. It's just wonderful. I'm just delighted to have heard what your update was. It's great. And thank you, Paul and Dr. Sitar, for also giving me the opportunity to present to you guys today about the International Federation of Infection Control. And what I want to do is just give you a quick overview about IFIC and let you know what we've been doing and what our plans are for the next, at least upcoming year. IFIC was 20 years old last year. It's an umbrella association of infection control associations worldwide. Chica is one of the 70 members from 59 countries. I'm also delighted to say that Chica's sister organization in Quebec, API, is a new member this year of IFIC. IFIC was inaugurated in 1987 on the initiative of infection control nurses from Canada, Denmark, Sweden, UK, and the US. The board is a balance of membership between physicians and nurses. And generally, and more importantly, the mission of IFIC is to provide the essential tools, educational materials, and communication that will unite the existing infection control societies and to foster the development of infection control organizations worldwide where they're needed. So let me give you a couple of the highlights that IFIC has been doing in its activities. In order to meet, of course, one of the most important missions, its educational endeavors are more than just one. We hold conferences, as you know. Up until now, IFIC has hosted 8 conferences. The last one was held in October 2007 in Budapest. And I'm really delighted to let you know that this was the most successful conference to date. There were a total of 670 delegates from 50 countries who attended the 3-day conference. And there was really universal consensus among the delegates that the overall quality was on par with that of larger conferences organized by more established societies like us, for example. As well as the outstanding plan program, the scientific committee accepted a total of 85 original oral and poster presentations, which are judged, just like we do here in Chica. And I'm really happy to report that our Chica colleague, Zahir Hirji, from the University Health Network in Toronto, was a winner. This year, the educational, which will be the 9th educational conference, is going to be held in Santiago, Chile. And so far, it looks like the preliminary program is going to be amazing. We worked very hard on it at our board meeting in February that we held. And I really encourage all of you to try to attend, and most of all, to present an original poster or oral paper. You can see the preliminary program by going to the IFIC website, and I'm going to tell you what it is now. Hopefully you can get it down. It's www.theific.org. So it's the, I-F, as in Frank, I-C, dot org, theific.org. And I think that the contents of the upcoming program aren't only relevant for the developing countries, but for us, and because the topics are going to be current and really critical. We've already planned where the 2009 conference is going to be held, and it will be in Vilnius, Lithuania, in October again. October is when we usually hold our conferences. This time it'll be in 2009 from October the 8th to the 11th. An important decision that was made at our board in February at our board meeting was that we're going to make some changes to the educational conferences in order to provide better opportunities. And so at the board meeting, it was resolved to hold the IFIC conference every 2 years, and on the alternate year to hold a smaller regional workshop or training course. This will start in 2010. There's a scholarship fund in conjunction with our educational conferences. It was established to increase participation for those underfunded member delegates. IFIC is really happy to acknowledge that Chica Canada is one of its major contributors, and in 2007 it really was a pretty major contributor. And as you can all appreciate, sufficient scholarships are really needed for members from low-resource areas to attend not only the IFIC conferences but other conferences in order to enhance their work in their homes. And often, you can appreciate, training even single individuals will help major contributions in their countries or regions. Donations from our members are really critical to maintain these initiatives, and IFIC can't thank Chica enough for its continued support. Just to let you know, IFIC does accept donations now by MasterCard and Visa. To let you also know, Moira Walker continues to chair the Scholarship Fund Committee. One of the things that I think IFIC really encourages that the scholarship applicants must prepare an abstract for poster or oral presentation. They just don't get a scholarship just because they want to attend. They have to present a scientific paper, which is ranked independently, and it's ranked in order by scientific study and or practice development. In Budapest, the most awards were given, and they were given to 10 recipients. IFIC publishes an awful lot. Noteworthy, in 2007, it concluded a three-year effort to upgrade its main publication, which was called the Infection Control Basic Concepts and Training. And it's now, we're really delighted, it's a genuine textbook with its own ISBN number. It's been renamed Basic Concepts in Infection Control, and it was distributed to some delegates in Budapest. The publication will be available on the website in PDF format, just for your information. We want to acknowledge that some IFIC strategic partners have accepted to reprint this publication and have indicated that they're willing to provide the copies to delegate members at no cost. Another really major achievement over the past year has been the development of a comprehensive journal website for the International Journal of Infection Control. The website is www.ijic.info, so it's International Journal of Infection Control, and the acronym IJIC, IJIC.info. This will provide all the required facilities, not only for the appropriate publication of the journal in electronic form, but now, in addition, it enables electronic submissions by authors directly through the gateway. I encourage you all to send in articles, and really more specifically, practical experiences, so that our developing country delegates can learn from us. IFIC publishes an IFIC News 4 times a year, and the IFIC website, and I'll repeat again the website for you, theific.org, has been further improved to make it as friendly as possible, and we continue to make changes. Some specific initiatives, and this goes, of course, not you know, to one particular country, but of course it's international. IFIC has been working with and continues to work with the World Health Organization to ensure the success of the Global Patient Safety Challenge, especially in its hand hygiene component. And Dr. Nizam Damani, who is the IFIC treasurer, is representing IFIC on the expert committee for hand hygiene. He also will represent the World Health Organization Technical Committee to develop guidelines on best practices for phlebotomies. I think we better look for this when it's coming out. It looks like it's going to target both the developed and developing countries and is going to address all procedures and all devices that might be used in countries to perform phlebotomies. I think this is something we should all be looking for. Another initiative, and I've alluded to our strategic partners, and this is a new initiative that we created, the Strategic Partnership Program. And this was born from the appreciation that there is considerable scope for the improved partnership with members from industry. But their membership has really strengthened IFIC's infrastructure and has already resulted in some projects being launched. As well as the board has really recognized that administrative and organizational matters need to be addressed and that it has to review and revise its strategic plan. And we began this really in earnest in October, and it will be one of our major focuses in 2008. I assumed the honorary secretary role this January, and by all indications, it's going to be a very rewarding and professional experience for me. And I'm really confident that all the activities and plans that I've described to you now is not only going to benefit IFIC as an association, but certainly the infection prevention and control community worldwide, but more specifically us in Chica, Canada. I feel very fortunate to be part of this, and I want to thank Chica, Canada for affording me this phenomenal opportunity. I hope to see you all in Montreal. If I don't see you during the sessions or any of the special events, please come to visit me at the IFIC booth. And hopefully, I think some of our IFIC board members are going to be able to come to the conference as well. So hopefully you'll get a chance to meet them too. And that's all for now, guys.
Carol, thank you very much. Now, you sound wide awake. I know that just a very few short hours ago, you returned home from a very interesting trip. Do you mind just telling us where you were and why you were there?
Oh, this was a vacation, Paul. We went to Tanzania. It wasn't to do with IFIC. If I would have had more time, I would have loved to. We went to Tanzania on some safaris, and interestingly enough, a couple of months before, our Kenyan colleagues wanted to have some of our IFIC board members speak during a conference that they were planning. And I was hoping that I'd be able to be there, but as you all know, the recent Kenyan political unrest, they decided to cancel the conference. So I would have otherwise been there for representing IFIC, hopefully. But no, this was truly just a personal visit, and I didn't do anything in healthcare there.
Carol, thank you very much for presenting that, and please pass along our best regards to Michael Borg and all of those on the IFIC board.
Thank you for reminding me. Michael has emailed me. He's on his way to Frankfurt to another conference, and that otherwise he would have been speaking with you all today. He sends his regards and continues to thank Chica just most voraciously on its continued support of IFIC. And thanks very much, everybody, and see you in Montreal.
Next, our Director of Programs and Projects from Ponoka, Alberta, to address the MRSA Roadshow and Webinars, Karen Klinker. Karen.
Welcome, everybody, to our presentation on programs and projects. We've been very, very busy over the last year. To kind of give you an overall view of some of the issues that we've been dealing with, the 2008 Ecolab Poster Contest is being hosted by SOIPIC, and the poster theme proposed by the SOIPIC chapter for the 2008 Ecolab Poster Contest was Antibiotic-Resistant Organisms, a Call to Actions. And myself, Jerry, Laura Fraser from SOPIC, and Jijewski and Kari Schmitz from Ecolab met on Friday, February the 9th, and selected the winning poster from a large selection of about 36 entries. The winner will be announced at the opening ceremonies of the 2008 Chica National Conference in Montreal, and we'd like to extend our thanks to all who submitted posters for this contest. Very, very interesting and well-done posters. The Programs and Projects Working Committee had its first meeting on September 7th, and we've been very, very busy. One of the things that we have created is a web page on the CHICA web portal. You go to committees and then programs and projects, and the members have their pictures and bios up on this web page on the CHICA website. We are also pleased to have Shirley McDonald and Jerry Hansen as ex-official members of this committee. We have developed a terms of reference for this committee that was approved by the CHICA board for the Programs and Projects Committee. And we've been having monthly meetings to review various projects, and meeting minutes are up on the web portal. About the road shows on MRSA and the webinars on MRSA, Joanne Lalo, myself, Allison Drinkwater, and Anne-Marie Kelly from BD met during the 2000 CHICA conference in Edmonton to discuss the possibility of a partnership activity. And a subsequent teleconference meeting was held on August 15, 2007 with Joanne, Jerry, Karen, myself, and Allison Drinkwater from BD. And a draft proposal to the CHICA board was made, and this was to provide an MRSA educational leadership initiative, which was approved in October by the board, October 2007. And the proposal included plans for three CHICA regional webinars and three regional roadshows. And the initiative was undertaken to indicate CHICA's ongoing commitment to the reduction of MRSA in Canada. And the agreement with BD was to last a year or until completion of the three roadshows and three webinars. And BD provided an unrestricted grant of $60,000 to CHICA to be used to facilitate these three webinars and three roadshows, and remaining funds would become the property of CHICA Canada. The content of all of the sessions was specifically to be on MRSA, and these were similar to the roadshows on MRSA developed by BD and APIC, but will have content that is very, very specific to the nature of Canada's advanced surveillance and control measures, and none of the sessions will be product specific. So our initial roadshow was held on Wednesday, February 6, 2008 in Vancouver with already over 44 participants, and the roadshow that was held just recently, Wednesday, March the 5th, had over 90 participants. And the Programs and Projects Working Committee would like to express our appreciation to CHICA BC and CHICA Southern Alberta chapters and BD for their input and assistance in making these roadshows to date a success. Excellent feedback has been received from both of these roadshows. The final MRSA roadshow will take place at the Montreal Conference on Thursday, June 5th. The location is Palais de Congrès in Montreal, Quebec, with a 12:30 lunch, and then the sessions to start at 1:25 and run to 4:45. The roadshow in Montreal will also have a simultaneous translation. The topics for the three webinars that are going to be starting very shortly will be national in focus with national speakers. And the first one is on Tuesday, March 25th, 2008, and it will be on outbreak management with presenters Mary Lou Card, Dr. Michael John, and Kathy McKee. Tuesday, April 15th, 2008 is the next webinar on antibiotic stewardship with Dr. Dick Zootman presenting. And our last webinar will be on Thursday, May the 1st, and it will be on MRSA screening with the presenter being Dr. Michael Gardam. And all of the webinar sessions do start at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. And your ability to go on and sign up for these webinars is on the CHICA website, and also it details out the different times of the presentation and when it will start based on the time zone you are in. Our next area that we were working on was a hand washing campaign by Abbott Labs, and the CHICA board and the Programs and Projects Committee has worked with Abbott Labs on a project that right for now has been tabled by Abbott. Hopefully we'll see a little more of that in the future. Another big area of work for us has been on the CHICA Audit Toolkit, and the current project lead is Ann Biakowski from Handic, and Andrea Iacurdi from HANDIC, and myself from Chica, Northwestern Ontario. And this committee has taken on the adaptation of the CNA audit package for Chica, and the audits are being reviewed against infection prevention and control best practices, guidelines, standards, and position statements. And this is to ensure that the Chica audit toolkit provides audits reflecting the most current infection prevention and control information available. A final review and approval by the Standards and Guidelines Committee of Chica will occur for each audit. Now, the Chica Audit Toolkit Committee has developed a meeting schedule through 2007 and 2008 that meets twice monthly to work on these audit documents. And additional audits other than the CNA tools have been received and have been added to the work for this committee. The work is slow but steady, and we could always use about two or three more members if anyone's really interested to help us get this project completed. We hope to have a couple of audits to share at the Montreal conference itself for you. The final kit will include an introductory section, an auditing process section, a summary reporting tool section, bibliography, and approximately around 35 audit tools. And all audit tools will be in a standardized format. So we are definitely interested in any ideas that our membership has for the programs and projects, and we're always coming up with ideas that we're thinking about to add to the knowledge base for our membership, and also tools that our members can have readily at their fingertips for use. And that's about all I have.
Thank you, Karen. On slide number 7, you'll see the face of Karen Hope. Unfortunately, Karen is not able to be with us, but in her place to present on the 2008 Conjoint Conference is our remarkably organized and capable administrator and conference organizer, Jerry Hansen. Jerry.
Thank you very much, Paul, and good afternoon, everybody. As you know, the 2008 Education Conference is co-hosted by Chica and AIPI, which is L'Association des Infirmières en Prévention des Infections. It is the Francophone Infection Prevention and Control Association in Quebec. This is a collaborative effort to bring diversity in terms of education, current issues, local, national, and international speakers, all in a forum of learning for both novice and advanced ICPs and others who have an interest in infection prevention and control. There will be simultaneous interpretation for all sessions. The venue is the wonderful Palais de Congrès in Montreal, and when you see it, you'll realize that its colored glass facade mirrors our own logo. The headquarter hotel is the Hyatt Regency Montreal. There are still rooms available at the Hyatt, but we encourage you to book immediately if you have not already done so. As Marianne referred to, the abstracts, the online abstract submissions have been extended to March 14th. The link is now active, and you can submit your submission in either English or French. We're pleased to report that to date we have 75 exhibiting companies and not-for-profit associations taking up over 90 exhibit spaces, and there's more to come. The exhibit hall is another source of education as you talk to industry representatives about the infection prevention and control situations in your area and determine what products and services the companies can provide. It's not only enlightening, but it's also a fun way to gather information. The exhibit passport program will also be in place, and there will be lucky winners of fabulous prizes. Conference sponsors have really embraced this conference, and we are happy to announce that we have several sponsors. Our platinum sponsor is BD Canada. Gold sponsors are Baxter, Cardinal Health, and Ecolab. Silver sponsors are 3M, Vernicare, Virox, and Quebec Health and Social Services. Bronze sponsors to date are Abbott Laboratories and the Stanier Institute. And we have additional sponsorship and support from Omega Laboratories, the Provincial Infection Control Network of BC, Solumed, and Loreline Skincare. Both Baxter and Cardinal Health will be presenting mini symposia on Monday and Tuesday. And as Karen mentioned, the MRSA Roadshow will take place on Thursday afternoon. Registration for the Thursday Roadshow is separate from conference registration, and it can be found on our website. The education program itself will address current issues in infection prevention and control and professional growth. Novice and advanced ICP days will occur on Sunday, June the 1st. Novice practitioners, or those who have less than 3 years' experience in the profession, will learn about core competencies and critical thinking. There will be additional sessions on the practical aspects of internet resources, what to look for when looking at poster presentations, and the use of audit tools. Concurrently, the Advanced ICP Day will take the practitioner further with tools to influence change, including communication strategies, preparation of a business case, and project evaluation. Discussion on empowerment and advancement of one's professional life will be a highlight of the day. Pre-conference day on Monday has 3 sessions. The morning will focus on the environment, including the role of the environment in transmission, environmental rounds, and education of environmental workers. In the afternoon, there are 2 concurrent sessions. Surveillance will review benchmarking and real-time reporting, and will also include a panel of national experts discussing surveillance programs across Canada. The second afternoon session has been developed and facilitated by the Chica Canada Pre-Hospital First Responders Interest Group. The sessions are designed to inform ICPs of the diverse challenges faced by pre-hospital care providers. And we're working with the Pileta Congress to provide an opportunity for attendees of that session to see how an ambulance is set up and take some time to look at that environment. During the conference itself, which is actually Tuesday through Thursday, there will be discussion on recommendations to control C. difficile, international efforts regarding MRSA, and other new and emerging pathogens. There will be concurrent sessions on sterilization and disinfection, community issues, long-term care, clinical microbiology, pandemic planning, and pediatrics. An international perspective will be brought to the conference through the contributions of several international speakers. Trish Pearl, Gail Gilmore, Candace Friedman, Dr. Andrew Travers, and Dr. Sandy Lefebvre of the United States will participate throughout the conference. Dr. Michael Miller of the UK will review different management models of MRSA, and Nick Finn, also of the UK, will discuss the use of simulation models to prepare for pandemic. On the Wednesday sessions, there will be an international panel of experts from the Netherlands, Sweden, and Canada who will discuss comparative international efforts in HAI. Local and national experts such as Dr. Michael Gardam, Dr. Zick Zoutman, Pearl Orenstein, Dr. Gilbert Pichet of the Quebec Reference Center for Sterilization, Dr. Mark Miller, Dr. Jean-Pierre Coteau, Ruth Richardson, and of course the members of our excellent planning committee will share their knowledge and experiences. There are so many additional members of CHICA and APPE who have agreed to present at this conference. When you look at the registration brochure, I'm sure you'll agree that the education program is dynamic, it's creative, and it's very thought-provoking. We have 2 excellent speakers to open and close the conference. The keynote speaker, Dr. Samantha Nutt, is on staff at Sunnybrook and Women's College Hospital in Toronto. She is most well known for humanitarian efforts and has been recognized for her contributions to society. She will speak of the need for a change in behaviors to influence change. To close the show, we have Dr. Gilles Lapointe, a physician from Quebec who is considered one of the best speakers in Canada. His humorous and insightful presentation will talk about how we can change our own behaviors to influence success in our own lives. Of course, there's going to be plenty of opportunity for networking. And if you know the word networking, that's the professional way of saying fun, 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 fun. The 3rd Run for IFIC will take place at, okay, this may not be quite so much fun, at 6:30 in the morning on Monday, June 2nd. It is being organized by CHICA Montreal, and details of the run will be posted to our websites, but we know that it's going to include passage through some of Montreal's most historic and beautiful pathways. The opening reception will be held in the exhibit hall on Monday evening after the opening ceremonies and awards presentations. The big social event is called Mosaic au Clair de Lune, a gala evening on Wednesday night at the Hyatt Regency. This will be a sophisticated evening portraying the ambiance of Montreal at night. Please make plans to join us for a wonderful chance to socialize, enjoy a fabulous dinner, some great music, and perhaps even some dancing. The registration brochure is now available on both the Chica and Appy websites. A printed copy will be in the mail to you shortly. The early bird deadline for registration is April 30th, so you do still have lots of time to get your registration in at the early bird fees. But, of course, early is better for us, so hopefully that you will let us know very soon that you plan to join us in Montreal. It's going to be a magnifique experience for everyone, and we're certainly looking forward to it. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Jerry. Magnifique. I don't think that's ever been used in a teleclass before. Thank you. But, Jerry, on the next slide.
Oui, ma petite chou.
On the next slide, I put a slide that has the deadline for the call for abstracts as March the 12th. Is that correct, or did I get that wrong?
It's March 14th, Friday.
14th, okay. All right, thank you very much, Jerry. Now, one of the new interest groups in Chica is the Mental Health Interest Group. The driving force behind the creation of that group is Jim Gauthier of Kingston, Ontario. I didn't have a recent picture of Jim, so I took a bit of artistic license in the photo that you see on your screen. Thankfully, Jim's a good sport. To report on the Mental Health Interest Group, Jim Gauthier.
Thanks, Paul. And I have to admit the women I work with here appreciated the picture you did pick to represent me there, and I don't care how much plastic surgery I have, I don't think I'll ever look that young again. The Mental Health Interest Group had its first meeting in 2005 at our conference, and we developed terms of reference from that that was approved by the Chica Canada Board in 2006. We currently have 41 members from across Canada representing all areas of healthcare that does have some contact with the mental health community. So we have acute care hospitals that would have mental health wards as part of their structure. We have standalone participants that work in a mental health facility, that's all that goes on. We have public health representatives. We have representatives from addictions. We have representatives from community programs. And it's a great forum for members to get involved and ask questions around the mental health area. Some of the questions that we have handled, basically what we do is correspond through email. And some of the questions that we've looked at over the past couple of years, in 2007 we discussed how facilities handle alcohol hand sanitizer location in their mental health facilities. Is it readily available throughout the facility, or is it kept more restricted in terms of what areas it is present in? We had some discussion on stockpiling of Tamiflu for the pandemic. Already in 2008, we've discussed several different issues. The most recent one, one of our members asked whether or not we restrict our garbage bags to paper or do we allow plastic garbage bags, I guess with the assumption being on that a plastic garbage bag could be stripped down and used as some form of a weapon. Of the 10 responses we've had back, because this is something I've never really considered in my own mental health facility, but of the 10 responses we've had back, everyone does use a plastic waste liner in their garbage cans, just for those of you that were curious about it. We've had discussions around salad bars in patient eating areas, because many of our mental health facilities, the patients congregate in one area. We've had discussions on whether uniforms are used in some of our facilities or whether we allow street clothes in for our healthcare workers. And also a discussion on decolonization around some of the antibiotic-resistant organisms like MRSA. We do have a meeting planned in Montreal on Saturday, May 31st, which is the day for all of the interest groups to meet. And I understand from Jerry that I have to be a good boy or else she will give me a 7 a.m. time slot for that meeting. So we're hoping for something a little later in the day. Any member that, or any Chica member that's interested in joining the Mental Health Interest Group just has to drop me an email or correspond with me through the website. All of our questions are being summarized that we have discussed so far and can be viewed by any Chica member on the website looking at the Chica Canada homepage and going to the member-only area. Once you get in there with your password, you can go to the interest group section, and at the bottom of the interest group section, just would click on mental health, and we'll have the questions posted there as a summary. The dialysis interest group sort of led the way on putting up their questions this way and sharing information. Whoever asks the question gets to summarize it, whereas right now with the Mental Health Interest Group, I'm doing the summary. Just to let members know, they can start thinking in preparation for the attending the meeting that we will be looking for a new chair, as I have been in this position for 3 years, and I think it's time to hand it along to someone else. And I'd be willing to take questions when you open up the phones again, Paul.
Thank you very much, Jim. The next slide is one that we are sliding right on past, the Community Care Interest Group. I understand it is a very active group, but the representative from that interest group is unable to be with us. Before we move on, I will, Jerry, you mentioned that the various sponsorships, there's the platinum and gold and silver and bronze and so on. Are you able to describe to us what kind of a commitment a platinum, silver, gold sponsorship is?
Sure. The sponsorship levels and benefits are on our website, but basically a silver sponsorship is 10 to 20,000. Gold sponsorship is 20 to 30, and platinum is 30,000. And then we have sponsors of other levels and other commitments as well.
It's great to hear that there's so many companies that have invested so much in Chica Canada. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, we're very, very pleased.
We are now on an open line, or hopefully we are. Does anyone have a question for any of our speakers?
I just have a question for Karen. I wondered, what is the length of the webinar session that's going to be presented on March 25th?
We're looking at about an hour, 45 minutes for presentation, about 15 minutes for question and answer.
Okay, thanks a lot.
On the last slide in the PowerPoint file, you will see listed again the companies that have provided sponsorship funding for this teleclass, and also their websites are located there. I hope you'll have an opportunity to visit the websites, and please make a point of visiting these companies at the conference in Montreal. They do some very good things for Chica and for infection control. The next Voices of Chica teleclass is scheduled for September 23rd at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Thank you again to all of our presenters, to all of our sponsors, and to everyone who has joined. This has been a very useful time, and I'm very pleased that you've joined us. Thank you again. Goodbye.